My name is Adam Golub. This is Genuine Natural Color. I'm best at communicating abbreviated sentiments from a distance, a quality of character I believe I inherited from my thorny grandfather, D.B. Dexter. In 1952, D.B. opened a printing plant in West Nyack, New York, that specialized in postcards for hotels and motor lodges. The plant did business with roadhouses across the country, from Albany to Dallas, to Phoenix to San Diego. A typical D.B. Dexter postcard featured three images on the front. In the top left corner, the motel sign cropped against the blue sky with a road visible somewhere in the distance. In the top right corner, a shot of one of the guest rooms with the bed and television always front and center. Then, running the length of the bottom half of the postcard, would be the pool, though never with any people in sight. Just a picture of vacant lounge chairs gathered around the water. "No people," DB would tell his clients. "We don't print people. A postcard should make the reader wish they were there. Imagine themselves in the scene. You want people in your postcard? Take your business elsewhere." As a boy, I spent Saturdays at the plant learning about DB's patented color separation process and listening to him recount the story of how he and Grandma first perfected the technique in the bathtub of their house back in the 1920s. We could make it real dark in the bathroom, and the tub was big enough to prevent spills. He experimented with Kodak chemicals until he found the right combination that would give his prints their signature palette and style. DB called it genuine natural color. In 1932, he opened a one-man shop in Pearl River, New York, taking whatever print jobs he could find. A decade later, he began printing postcards exclusively. At its peak, the West Nyack plant produced 1 million cards a day. In the summers, my grandfather and I would eat lunch down by the Hackensack River in a park that was just a short walk from the plant. Munching on tuna sandwiches and sipping root beer, we would watch people stroll along the river, some with families, some in couples, some with pets, some by themselves. DB would point to every person who passed by and mutter either "sender" or "receiver." The senders, I came to understand, were the people who looked like they actually did something with their lives, the ones who went out and adventured, as DB liked to say. They would be the ones sending postcards. The receivers, by contrast, were the ones who looked like they lived uneventful lives, the one who probably sat idly at home. They would just be receiving postcards, consigned to read about the exploits of others for the entirety of their small existence. Such was the world as DB saw it, and growing up, I tried my best to go out and adventure. But now, in the slumping and slowing of middle age, living in a big, quiet house many years after I buried my grandfather and sold the plant, I give in to dread, wondering if my whole life I've been a sender of pictures without people.
You yep. did.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not a crime.
That was terrific. I always find it charming still.